Kia ora, ko tū whenua roa, ngā panahira tōku ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Fellow Sky Sports commentator Ken Laban says Willie Lawser has made a huge contribution to the craft. Mr. Lawser died in Cape Town, where he was preparing to cover the South African round of the Rugby Sevens. The former lock of Tongan Māori descent was 55. Mr. Laban says he was a larger-than-life character.
He was an elegant dresser, an eloquent speaker, and an entertaining personality. And he was also detailed in his research and preparation, so he was an accomplished professional broadcaster, both in radio and in television. And, of course, like all Māori and Pacific brought up in the cultural environments that we are, family, football, faith, culture especially, we're near and dear to his heart.
Ken Laban says Willie Lawser has been a major part of the World Sevens circuit for more than a decade, so his voice and personality are known around the world. The Māori Party says there needs to be a Royal Commission of Inquiry into police profiling of Māori. Police say they will apologise and make changes to their practices after a joint inquiry by the Privacy Commissioner and the Independent Police Conduct Authority found police in Wairarapa were taking and storing pictures of young Māori they encounter in the street. Co-leader Rawiri Waititi says the revelation comes on top of police admissions they used pain to subdue Māori more than other groups.
We need answers from the Commissioner, we need answers from the Minister about this issue now being deemed as illegal. The police are supposed to be upholding the law of this land. But unfortunately, you know, we have an illegal act that has been made by the police, and we need answers.
Rawiri Waititi. The chair of Auckland's Independent Māori Statutory Board says he's keen to do one more term. A process is now taking place to identify 7 mana whenua representatives and 2 representing Matawaka, or Māori from tribes outside Tāmaki Makaurau. David Taipari says he has more to offer to a board that's proven its value in ensuring an increasing Māori presence, the way the city is run and allocates its resources.
You can only just make yourself available, but I've had the privilege of the last 4 terms, and I'd be very pleased and honoured if I could do one more term, particularly as change is also coming with a new mayor and the council. And I think stability is required, and I think consistency with the board will be very helpful to do that.
David Taipari says candidates who are promising to get rid of the statutory board are talking cheap, and it's a creature of the same statute that created Auckland Council, so it's up to Parliament to make the final decision. And that's your Wātea News.